Heathrow Airport, Terminal 1, departures. It's 3 minutes past eight on Thursday morning, waiting for the LA flight to get called down to our gate. Owing to some complete and utter farce of organisation, we were not only out of the house and on the road, bang on time, but without pushing any speed limits, we were at the parking place in West London sooner than expected, and at Heathrow Airport, and checked in and through security sooner than expected. We've eaten a massive all-day breakfast, and we have about an hour and a half to kill, which is, we're either getting very good at this, or we're getting very bad at this, or something went wrong somewhere with our organization. But we've done it amazingly. No bickering, no short tempers, no nothing. Sweetness and light personified, which kind of makes it sound as if we have like arguments and vigorous discussions. That's not really the case. That's not what we do. And you know, I'd like to think that people know that's not what we do. Although we might play to the crowd a little bit. The really interesting thing about international flight departures is looking at how people dress. We have a range of sober suited pinstripe types. We have a swathe of girls in cut-off jeans, stroke shorts, stroke micro skirts. And there is a girl sitting about three rows over to my left, and I feel as though I'm on almost as intimate terms with her as her gynecologist. Her skirt is that short. And then we have people who are dressed in casual trainers and tracksuit bottoms and football shirts. Nobody else is naked like me, which is unusual. Oh, here comes a policeman. I'll speak to you later.